All right, Daf Nun Ches. Friday's Daf. We're at the very bottom of Nun Zayin Amud Beis. Shomer Chinam Einai Nishba. That if a Shomer Chinam is watching something from Hegdish, he's not mechuyav to take a shvuah. Frak the Gemara Veraminu it lechayer is a stira to a Mishnah in Shkalim. Mishnah says Bnei Ha'ir Sheshalchu Es Shiklehen. People send their machetzis shekel with shluchim v'nignivu oisha avdu, and while it's in transit, it gets stolen or lost. So it depends. In Mishnah Srimah Truma, if they had already been nitram, meaning they were separated, so the job essentially has been done. Moving over to Amud Aleph, Nishboy and Ligizbar, and at that point, the Shluchim, that we're considering like a Shemer Chinam, they make a Shavua that they weren't Paisheya. V'imlav, but if the monies have not yet been separated, so the Nishboy and Lebnei Eir, then those Shluchim still have to make a Shavua, they make a Shavua to the people of the city that they took it from, Ubnei Eir, Shaiklan Achareim Tachtein, and then the people, okay, you know, if they weren't Paisheya, Lamaisa, these things were Nitrim, so they have to give the Machatzis HaShekel again. Nimtu, now if in this case, the missing Machatzis HaShekels were now found, Oy Shehechzirum Haganov, more than Ganov actually gave them back. So then Elu v'Elu, Shkolim Haim, then both the original ones and the new replacement ones are considered and have the Kedusha of the Machatzis HaShekel. V'ein Oilin Lahem L'shana Haba, and they don't go as part of the Cheshma for the following year. But the bottom line is that our Mishnah says you're not going to be Mechuyav to make a Shavua if you are a Shomer Chinam of Hegdish, but this Mishnah is saying that these Shluchim that we're considering a Shomer Chinam do have to make a Shavua. Omar Shmuel, Hacha ben Noisei Sachar Askinan. We're not talking about a Shomer Chinam, but Shomer Sachar. V'nishboyin Litol Scharin. So now these Shluchim, what shvua do they make? They're making a shvua so they can get paid by the townsfolk that they did the job. Pnei Yeshua over here wants to know, what kind of shvua is this? This doesn't fall into the categories of what the Torah prescribes as the shvuas for a shomer. So a little bit of a head scratcher. What is this shvua that they are nishba v'naitel? Frak the Gemara. Ihachi nishboin l'gizbarin. Why does the Mishnah over in Shkolim say that the shluchim make a shvua to the gizbarin? L'chayr livnei Eir miboyle. They're making a shvua and they're munning their payment from the Bnei Eir. So l'chayr, that's who they're making the shvua to. So Marabba nishboin l'bnei Eir b'maimed gizbarin. You're right. You are making the shvua to the Bnei Eir, but the Gizbarim are present. In order that the Gizbarim shouldn't be chayshed that these shluchim took it for themselves. So this way that the Gizbarim shouldn't call the shluchim as paishim, meaning they were paisheya. But in Echanami, they're not really being sworn to. They're just witnessing the shvua taking place. But Lamaisa, the Mishnah says that these machzeh shekels were nignev oy ovad. So v'shomer sachar b'gneva v'yaveda chiyuvim chayiv. A shomer sachar is chayiv for gneva v'yaveda. V'hachinami, and here also by our case, where these hegdishnika coins were lost or stolen, nihid shalume le mishalmi. Okay, the shluchim don't have to pay back the gizbar for the lost coins, but agrayu miolafsid? Still, they should lose their payment. They didn't do a good job. L'chayr, they didn't do their shlichas. You can't claim that you did your job. So Amar Rabba, you know what Shmuel meant when he said that they are going to get paid? Nignevu list of Mizuyan. We're talking about in the Mishnah and Shkolim when they were stolen not just by regular Ganovim, but by list of Mizuyan. This is already, I think, the third time so far in this Masechta we've mentioned this idea. And list of Mizuyan are considered an Einus, or Avdu Shetavas Finas Bayam, or they lost it with a complete Einus that it sunk in the sea. In those cases, since there's nothing that the Shomer Sachar could have done to prevent it, the townsfolk are Mechuyev to pay them their wages. Zok de Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Omar Hamoni, whose Shita is this Mishnah like? It's Reb Shimoni, to Omar Kachim Shechai Bachriyusin Yeshlen Aina V'Nishboin Aleihem. You may remember from, I think it was yesterday's Daf, that this that the Shomer doesn't make the Shvua on the Kachim that he's watching, it depends if the person is Chayev Biachriyusin or not, because if he's Chayev Biachriyusin, so it's like his mumin, because he has to replace it if it gets lost. And therefore, he would have to make a shvuah on it. So the Mishnah in Shkolim, that is mechayev them to make the shvuah, it's because they hold like Reb Shimon, and it's connected to Tanakama from our Mishnah on Nun Vav. Ha, teinachat shle nisrama hatruma. This is fine for that second case of the Mishnah, where they weren't tiring the money yet, and therefore nothing has happened yet. But Mishnisrama hatruma, but once these Shkolim were already nitram, as in the first case of the Mishnah, kachum she'ein achai b'achriyusin, they blibe like there's no achrayus, because the job was already done, and therefore the shluchim should be putter from making a shvua, even like Reb Shimon. Detanya, because we learned in the brisa, tarmin ala ovid vala gavi vala asid ligvais. You make the truma, you separate these monies on all these different cases, when it's lost or when it's going to be collected. So why does the first case of the Mishnah make the shluchim make a shvua to the gizbarim? So ela amar Reb Elazar, shvua zu takanas chachamim yenechanami. This shvua is really a takanas chachamim to begin with, shleihe b'nei odem zazalim be'akadeshes, but it's not really an ikar shvua. This is actually what the Pnei Yeshua uses to answer his original kash we had beforehand. Well, what was that Nishba V'naitel? There is no prescribed such Shvua, but really we're only talking about a Shvua. The Rabbanan, like the Gemara is introducing now, that this is a Takaras Chachamim, Dika Shvua. The Mishnah then says, Naisei Sachar Eina Mishalem, that the Shomer Sachar doesn't pay for any of the losses from those four things that the Mishnah listed. Rami, Lei, Rav Yosef, Parchama, L'Rabba. L'Chari, we have a Stira. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Naisei Sachar Eina Mishalem, Ober V'Ramini, B'Lamais, we have a Brice that says, not the way, that HaSachar HaSapayel, if a Gizbar hires a worker with Mum and Hegdish, Lishmar's a para to watch the para duma to make sure nobody works it and it stays usable, or Lishmar Esatinik to make sure that the child shouldn't become Tame. They went through many, many extreme methods to make sure these little Kaihanisha kids should never become Tame, as is in great detail over there on Masechta Sukkah Chaf Aleph, or Lishmar Esazraim, or to watch the grain that was used for the carbon oimer. Again, very auspicious that where we just start counting Keneged the carbon oimer as a Zecher. Ain Neisnen Leischar Shabbos, and you can't pay him any money for Shabbos Dika work if he's hired by the day. Lefikach Ain Achraya Shabbos Olav, therefore he's not responsible if any kind of loss takes place on Shabbos. Hoya Schir Shabbos, Schir Chaydish, Schir Shana, Schir Shavua. If he's a week kind of worker, or a monthly, or a yearly, or even 7 year of Shemitah cycle kind of worker, then Neisnen Leischar Shabbos. Then you have a Havla and you can pay him even for the Shabbos work. Lefikach Achrayas Shabbos Olav. Okay, so that's all the Braisa. Now, my Lav Lashalim, L'chaira, if his responsibility for loss is going to pay for it, L'chaira is connected to our Mishnah, which says that the Shomer Sachar is going to be Putter. And for the Gemara, it's like, Rabba Loi L'Hafsid Schare, it doesn't mean that he has to pay for what was lost, it just means he doesn't get paid for the job, because he didn't fulfill the job properly. In fact, the Gemara Yehachi, Reisha Diktoni Einach Rayas Shabbos Olav, the first part that says that if he loses it on Shabbos, he is not Mechuyiv, so Hachi Nami L'Hafsid Schare, isn't this also mean he's not going to lose his payment? For sure not. Mi Yis L'Schar Shabbos? The worker never gets paid on Shabbos. So V'Hoktoni Ein Neisen L'Schar Shabbos, the Braisa says you don't pay him for the Shabbos work. So it must mean that someone who's hired day by day is not mechuyev to pay for the loss of the thing. And therefore, the per week worker is mechuyev to pay, even though it's hegdishtika stuff. To which Rabba was now ishtik. He didn't have an answer. Omalei then said to Rav Yosef Brachama, Midi Shemile Baha, have you ever heard anything to be inferred for this kasha? Omalei, Rav Yosef Brachama said, Hachi Amar Rav Sheshes Bishakanu Miyadei. The Brachama is talking about where the Edim got it from the hands of the worker, meaning they had a commitment to pay for that loss. So even though it's mum and hegdish, he's still got to pay for a loss of the Gneva because he committed himself to do it. If you make a kinyan, then you're going to be mechuyev. Then the Mishnah said, Rabbi Shimon Haimer, kachim shechai b'achriyusin yesh lanana, ve'eshein achai b'achriyusin ein lanana, as we mentioned earlier. Tony Tanaka made a Rabbi Yitzchak Baraba. Bryce says, kachim shechai b'achriyusin chayev. If a Shimer makes a shvua about things he's chayev with the achrayis, then you have to bring an osham gzeilais. He's talking about a shvus pikadon where you swear falsely about something that you claim got stolen, and you have to, and when you admit later, you bring the carbon. Shani kair b'hen b'hashem v'chichesh. V'shein achai b'achriyusin potter. Why? She'en any kar behen b'misa v'chichesh. You're not doing something against your fellow man, rather you're doing it against Hashem. Amrlei Rabbi Yitzchak Baraba said, Klape laya. Which way does this work? Turning over to Amid Beis, Ipcha Mistabra, because I can really say the Bryce is, the other way is, makes more sense. Wouldn't make sense that the Bryce is going to focus on that carbon which he has achrayas is more doing something to Hashem, but not to other people. But also, it's just not Mistabra that this is the pshat in the Bryce. Because to say that the Shomer has to bring Yasham Gzelis for making a false shvua about Hashem's property, but not for actually lying about regular Mum and Hegdish. But our mission says we don't even make him make a shvua for anything that he's a shomer on Mum and Hegdish. So lecher, it's much more mistaver that the Hashem Gezelis would apply to a shomer of regular Mum and Hegdish, not to the shomer of Mum and Hegdish. Why does the Brisa seem to say the other way around? Or Malay, the Tana said, Yismaya, should I actually get rid of this Brisa? Is it like a not good Brisa that I should now essentially delete? Omer Leir, Yitzchak Barab said, no, Loi Hachi Kamer, just say a different pshat in it. It means to say, Kach M'shechai B'achrusin is chayiv, and you have to bring the Yosham. The Israbu mi Hashem v'chichesh. V'sheinachai B'achrusin potter, the imit mi b'amisa v'chichesh. So if you can read it back into the Pusik, you can faramfer to make the Brisa still make sense. Next part of the mission says, Rabbi Yehuda, Imer Afa Meicher Sefer Torah Margolis Ubehema, these things ain't lahem ayna. So like, why not? Why wouldn't they have an us? So Tanya, we learned that Brisa, Rabbi Yehuda, Imer Afa Meicher Sefer Torah ain't lahem ayna. Lafisha ain't kates ladameha. Because there's no ceiling on how much people will pay for it. People will spend an exorbitant amount of money to mate these animals. So but then that's going to apply to lots of things that you want to have pairs of other objects, and therefore you shouldn't have enough for anything. Then what would Rabbi Huda respond to Shetaina? Because honey chashivale, these things, meaning the margolis and these animals, are very chashiv to a person. He's willing to overpay for them. But other things, you know, regular metaltalin, he's not going to willing to overpay, and therefore there will be enough. And how much of a ripoff will not be considered an enough? So up to double their value, meaning like 100% of its value. Tanya learned in the Breiser, Behuda ben Beseir Omer, Afa Merchasus v'saif v'chitutam b'molchama. Someone sells a horse or a sword or a shield during a war, ein l'hamaynam mipnei sheyesh bohen chayei nefesh, because they become essential and therefore people will pay any price for them and therefore there's no aina. So like the Mishnah, k'shem she'aina b'mekachu memkar kach aina b'dvarim. There's a whole issue of ainas devarim. It's not just with money, but even making people feel bad or hurting people with words. Here's an example of that. Lo yomer lo b'kamachefet zeh. You can't say, hey, how much does this cost? cost, who ain't a right to legal, but you don't really want to buy it. Maybe you're going to buy it on Amazon, but you just want to find out how much it costs in the retailer. What's the problem? So the problem with that is Rashi explains, because if you ask what the guy with the price is, the guy behind the counter might give you the lowest price because he wants to make the sale, but then you don't buy it. But the next guy who's in the store might say, hey, this is the low price he's actually selling for. So you're just mafsid the meicher who lowered the price unnecessarily. And if a guy is about tshuva, oh, remember how you used to eat chazer? Or imhu ben ger, if he's the son of a ger, don't say to him, oh, your father was an Eved Avodah Zarah. Note that the about tshuva, we talk about his maisim, but the ben ger, we talk about your father being the ger. And what's the difference? So one pshat is from the Marsha, I believe, is that the ger himself is not going to feel bad because you're going to, when you call him out on what he used to do, because he is so proud of his becoming a yid himself. That overshadows any of the feeling bad. But the kid didn't have a choice in the matter, so he would feel bad. Pnei Yeshua says, the reason why we talk about the son over here, because the guy himself, you can't make him feel bad what he did because he's not here. Because Gershon is Gairus, Kakot and Shanei Ladami. Pretty funny application of that kind of an idea. But the Pnei Yeshua says, you have to be talking about his father because he himself is Kakot and Shanei Ladami. Anyway, don't do it. Shanem or Vager Loisoina Veloi Silchatsenu. Tana Rabbanan, Loisoinu Ish Es Amisai, but I know as Devarim Akos Medaber. We're talking about verbal abuse. At Imer Bainos, Dvarmo Ina Ela Bainos Momin. So it's like the Bryce, because you Imer of the Chisim Krumim Memkarla Misecha, you can know Misad, or you can know Miada Misecha. Sahari Anos Momin Omur, so Mani Makaim Lysonu Ish Esamisai, that's talking about Bainos Dvarm. That's how we know we're talking about that. Okay, it said, Imhaya Balchuva, Al Yamer Lai Zahar Misa, Zahar Masecha Rishainim. Imhaya Ben Gerim, Al Yamer Lai Zahar Masecha Avesecha. Imhaya Ger Uba Lil Mai Tira, Al Yamer Lai, don't tell the Ger, Pesh, Ochel Nevails, Trefish Scots and Muslim, you who ate the Chazar, terrible things, Bola Lamai Tirish, and Emer. And likewise, im hayu yisurim boyin alav. If you're going to visit somebody who is suffering, im hayu chaloyim boyin alav, or he's suffering from all kinds of sicknesses. Oishaya mikaber is bun over. He buried his children le'aleinu. Al yamer le'kederach shomru le'chaver of le'iyav. Don't do like what the friends of Iyav did, but essentially blamed Iyav for his own sars by saying halo yirasecha kislasecha tikvasecha v'soim durachecha zchar na mihu naki avad. Also, im hayu chamar mevakshim tivu mimenu. If the donkey drivers are trying to find work and they're looking for grain to transport, lo yamer lehem lechu etzel pleni shu meicher tivu. Go to this guy who sells grain. V'yadeil ba'ishalei macher meil, and you know that guy never sold any grain ever. Don't even look at the merchandise when you don't have any money to buy it, because it's going to send the wrong message to the meicher. So why is this juxtaposed with Yiras Hashem? It's actually worse. You can pay back somebody when you hurt them financially, but you can't pay them back when you hurt them verbally. Aye, Lechair, why can't you just be super nice to the guy? But vice dice, you really can't ever undo that kind of verbal attack. And we have to be very careful not to hurt somebody's feelings, because you can't just be nice to them afterwards and remove it. Rabbi Rosner pointed out that's one of the chidushim of tshuva, because here we are, essentially, the Einoas Dvarim Klapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or any of the Averis that we do, but whereas people never really recover from the wrongdoing of their chaver, Hashem is willing to wipe the slate clean, Ali Dei the tshuva. And we're going to stop here, pick it up in Mirtz Hashem next time.